What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore, and I'm here with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So today is Veterans Day.
Yes. Of course,
pre-recorded show, so this will air on the weekend. So we want to give a shout out to our veterans.
Yes.
We both have veterans in the family. Kathy's grandfather was in the Navy, correct? And
mm-hmm.
he was in,
yes.
I guess he was in the Battle of Midway, I do believe,
yes,
correct?
Yes, he was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father was not in combat action, but he was in the Navy and during the Korean conflict.
And so. My other grandfather was in the service as well.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. And then your Uncle Dave was in Vietnam. So
mm-hmm.
we do have a lot
yes.
of family members that have served. So we want to salute our veterans today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So that's why we're here.
That's why we have freedom. Thank you so much.
Yes. So today we're going to talk some more about inflation.
Okay.
And what does that do when it comes down to insurance? I mean, how does that affect the insurance industry? What happens when... Now, I'm looking at my bill coming up, and it was gone up considerably over my last renewal, which we're seeing all the time, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I'm not an economist. I mean, I did study economics in college, and, you know, I had micro and macroeconomics, and I was a finance major. And long after that, I became an insurance major. So I had a double major of sorts. Even I went to two colleges. But I don't know if anybody – it's always a theory. I mean, what causes something to happen? And I don't know, and my mind's just not able to be able to, I guess, analyze everything that's going on. But I've read different things about, you know, just inflation in general. And, you know, it's been blamed on things like the supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense to me because, you know, during COVID, things were harder to get produced. And particularly, like when we were trying to get a new heat and air conditioning system in our office in Hazel that was going out, what did we have to do, Kathy? We had to wait.
Mm-hmm.
How long do we wait?
A while to get it, yes.
So that's going to create a demand. It's like if I'm trying to buy one and somebody else is, and I need to get the air conditioning system is, you know, the supplier with a limited supply can raise the price because there's more of a demand for a product. So,
right.
So that's part of it. I understand that part of it. I also understand that one thing that's been said, you know, you've got a war in Ukraine going on.
Mm-hmm.
How that plays into things, I know they were a big supplier around the world of different products, so that could be also something. I read some articles, and it was very interesting. The article I read did not reference something I think is one of the most important things, and it may be because politics are involved. Gas prices have to increase prices because
mm-hmm.
if you have... You know, diesel, when we went out to Yellowstone this year and we drove our RV out there, what were we paying for gas, Kathy, out there? Do you remember? It was like...
For diesel, it was pretty much, it wasn't too bad here, but we got back out, you know, out west.
It kind of peaked, didn't it?
It started peaking, yeah. I think...
I saw as high as almost $6
mm-hmm,
a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not California. I understand in California, places
it was
higher.
Yeah, it was worse in California, but we were out there and it got, my dad was, of course, my parents before we left were really concerned about how much it was going to cost. And I basically said, I think we'll be okay. It's not hit yet, the higher prices. So I think we've kind of our window. So I think I started sending my dad pictures of it, just kind of letting him know. It was at $5.47. I've got the picture right here.
Yeah. And that was some of the cheaper gas
that
we bought out there.
That was diesel at $5.47, and that was out in the middle of Wyoming. So it had gone up from here. I think it was around $4-something, almost $5.
It had gone up considerably.
Yeah, and by the time we got out there.
So that has to play into inflation because, you know, if you go buy a loaf of bread at the grocery store, the cost to get that loaf of bread to the store is going to involve having somebody transfer, you know, for that money or the, you know, product into the store,
right.
That's going to increase prices and therefore that's,
right.
that's inflation as well.
But where we see it more insurance purposes is when we look at, you know, if you had a fire in your house, a partial loss or a complete loss, total loss, fire loss in your home, you're going to see when you're trying to rebuild these things now, trying to get the supplies in. It's going to be harder, and things are going to be more expensive to.
So a lot of people are left underinsured right now.
Yes,
and that's happening.
Absolutely.
One other observation I want to make too is, you know, taxes. Mm-hmm. So when we have a tax increase, people may not agree with me on this, but corporations aren't going to pay taxes. They're going to pass that on to the consumer.
Right.
Just like if your cost of doing business goes up, I don't care if it's taxes or if it's getting your supplies or whatever, prices are going to increase because right. ultimately that goes back to the consumer. And the consumer right. is actually paying for the increase, or, you know, what we're paying for now is inflation. And,
we even saw it when we were trying to build something, a smaller portion at our house that we had budgeted for. And it just so happens when the contractor was available was in the middle of this whole thing with COVID. And there was times where we went through constructions for almost like a year because they couldn't get everything they needed to finish the job. So we were having to wait. Thankfully, we weren't in a big hurry to have this done, but couldn't blame the contractor because he couldn't get the supplies. And then when he got the supplies, you know, the amounts of lumber or rock work or anything, all this other stuff, or even fencing was a big deal. You couldn't even get it all here. So it was something that we just had to just grin and bear it. But the price was a lot more than we had budgeted for, and that wasn't anybody's fault, but just the supply and demand type of situation.
And
as
all
well.
The contractor can do is just give us, you know, cost plus 10 or 12%.
Right.
I mean,
right.
So I mean, his cost is whatever it's going to be, and then you know, you got to pay him because he's coordinating all the labor, all the
right. He's
supplies.
A GC. Right.
I mean, he's got to get his cut, and whatever he's making off of it's based on what he's having to pay for. Versus, you know, for
right.
material or also labor.
Right. So this is what I guess we're getting at this point is just make sure you understand that even replacing, even getting a vehicle right now, trying to define a vehicle you want. We have purchased a vehicle, and just to find the color or what you want is really hard to find. And I would try to go buy one, and it would be on the internet, go out there to get it, and it would be gone before I even got there. So there's certain ones that are in demand. It's just that the prices of everything has gone up for either an auto as well.
And we've not even talked about medical inflation.
No, we haven't.
I mean, we are not in the health insurance business at Moore Insurance or
right.
Mountain Insurance. We have decided just to stick to our guns, which is property and casualty insurance, home, auto,
and
you know,
we do life.
Commercial.
We do life.
We do some life insurance, but we're typically covering somebody's mortgage. We're not doing
term life policy.
We're not doing estate planning or.
No.
You know, where we have people we can refer to in those situations.
Right.
So we want to be good at what we do.
Right.
And you can't be a master, you know, you won't be a jack of all trades, because if you're trying to do every aspect of insurance, you just can't do that. I mean,
right.
I think it's good to be kind of specialized
right.
into a certain discipline of insurance.
Right. So we basically do personal lines, commercial lines, life insurance, stuff like that. So, and we do it well, and we have a lot of people that have done it combined. You know, the experience that we have for you and everybody else, we have a lot of experience in these different fields. So, you know, we're here to help everybody to be insured properly, but the inflation is going to affect your homeowner's policy, your auto policy, just because of the supply and demand.
Yeah. So we even had, I remember back during the Affordable Care Act days, where it was said by a politician, everybody would know that, well, you know, what happens when you lose your agents in health insurance? Oh, well, they can just go sell car insurance. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
A different license. It's a different, and you're starting into a new job, and just to try to lump all insurance agents into one category, you just can't do that.
Right.
It's not that simplistic. So I think they really dropped the ball on that situation because they cut agents out of the equation, which they needed agents to be able to service and sell policies, which could have worked better. That's a political topic, I guess.
Yes.
Let's go back to what we can do here. What are we seeing here locally? What do we see? We're called a retail insurance agency, which means that we are dealing directly with the company. Mm-hmm. We're not considered a wholesaler because we do have relationships. So I've got brokerage relationships where – let's say I'm going to Lloyd's of London. I'll have a in between me and Lloyd's of London, and that's a wholesaler, and I'm the retail agent on it. But what do we see, Kathy? And we've had company representatives come to our office, and they've talked about this.
Right.
Tell the customers or tell listeners about what an inflation guard is on a homeowner's insurance policy. What does that do every year?
Well, usually it's usually a percentage. You can have for the actual replacement cost portion or the endorsements, they have up to 125%.
Well, I'm talking about the inflation every year, the inflation
right.
guard. So what they're doing is they're setting it used to be like 3-5%. So,
right.
So every year, and let's just go simple math here, if you had a $100,000 house, you know, you got a 3% inflation guard. The next year renewal comes out, now your house is insured for $103,000.
Right.
And then it goes up from there. what we're seeing now, we're seeing some companies are taking like 14% increase in the inflation guard. And that's one thing. The rates have not gone up. What's going up is your coverage is going up.
Right.
And you're paying more out in premiums because of the coverage being increased, because they feel like they have to insure this more to value because the prices have been going up.
Right. Well, we have some carriers that are going up like 5% on maybe home and 6% on auto, but then they've got other carriers that might go up 25%, 40%, depending on what right. the carriers are. There's different carriers having rate increases within whichever state you're in. And I feel like it has to do with the inflation and how things cost.
That's true, yeah. Okay, so we'll come back after the break and talk some more about inflation and insurance, how it affects you individually, and maybe ways to alleviate that problem. So I'm Mark Moore. This is Cappy Boer. We're WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know about where we are located. We have five locations. Three are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and one is located in Blairsville, Georgia. We are right across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office. We're right there in that South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the actual building where they used to have their loan office. So come by and see Ashley Miller, Joanne Grizik, Greg Buchanan, and of course, Cindy Odom for any of your insurance needs there. We also have another location in Hiwassee on Main Street. It's 150 South Main Street, Suite C. You can come by and see Rose, help you with your insurance there in Hiwassee. And then lastly, for More Insurance Services, Inc., we have a location in Hayesville on Highway 64 West next to United Community Bank. Please come by and see Mandy Sosby, Amy Kitchens, Vaughn Hobbs, Diane Lampe, Emily McKeon, Mark, and Kathy Moore. We'd like to help you with any of your insurance needs there in Hayesville. Then we also have a location in Murphy. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. We're located on Highway 64 right past Arby's. You can go see Velda Dockery and Heather Temple, and they can help you with your insurance needs there in Murphy. Our last location is in Blue Ridge. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance as well. And you can come by and see us there. We're right past United Community Bank and the Burger King there on the main drag there on 515. You can come by and see Jeremy Payne, Carrie Van Zant, Kathy Hunter, and Cody Webb. We can help you with your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Also, you can check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. It also will send you to all the other locations. You're looking at the other locations as well. And you also can request a quote and check us out on Facebook.
Okay, so today we're talking about, you know, we're seeing the rates go up considerably.
Yes.
And we have one carrier that has taken a 15% rate increase earlier in the year, mm-hmm. and now they're going to, some cases, 25. So it's right. almost a 40% rate increase. What we're trying to do as an agency is, you know, we're independent agent, which means we represent different companies. So I can evaluate, you know, maybe we can shop you a different company and see. And we are seeing where we'll save people money
yes.
in cases. But we're also... We consider ourselves a coverage agency because I don't want to skimp on coverages or cut coverages out just to get the business. And right. that's happened, probably happens to us every day. You know, somebody right. will reduce coverages, or you'll call up some 800 number and you unknowingly look at just the price and don't realize that you just lost coverage.
Right.
And I don't want to be in a situation where we don't have the correct coverage at the time of loss.
Right.
And we do everything we can to prevent that, but we're wanting to have certain coverages on the policy to make sure that hopefully if it's a water backup, if it's maybe a power surge,
mm-hmm.
What's another coverage that we like to write, Kathy? If the house burns the ground, I like to have the guaranteed replacement cost.
Or just a replacement cost amount of a percentage on that.
Yeah, if you can
on your contents as well, like to have replacement costs on that as well.
That's how we write things.
Right.
Because we just don't want to have it where it's not written that way. The values of, let's say, a house, we looked at different ways. So you've got the market value.
Right.
Then you've got what's called a actual cash value.
Correct.
And then you've got a replacement cost.
Right.
And this gets very confusing because your real estate agent cares about market value.
Right, which is considerably the land and the actual structure.
Yeah, and the location plays into that. That's the most important thing in real estate, location.
Yes.
So that's
their philosophy,
so
yes.
So you have a house on the lake,
right,
and maybe that house is worth $750, but if that same house was located somewhere else, it's not on the lake, or maybe it's in a bad area, maybe that house is worth $300,000.
Right.
Maybe it be worth half. You don't know what the value of that's going to be.
Right.
Now, when it comes to the rebuilding value, it should be the same. I mean, if we're here in a local area and you're building a house on the lake or you're building a house that's somewhere else, we're looking at, from an insurance standpoint, we don't care about the market value. What we care about is what's going to cost to rebuild your house if something happens to your house. That's what we're trying to nail down.
Of course, we can't
insure
the land either, because the land's going to always be there. So
land is not insurable.
Not insurable. So we don't.
So that's market value.
Right.
You know, taking an extreme example, maybe you've got a house that's, in a bad area, say downtown Atlanta or somewhere that's in a really undesirable area. I mean, the market value could really be affected based on where the location of the house is. But the cost of lumber, the hammer, to hammer those nails in there, I guess they got nail guns or whatever, but, Tyvek or whatever, that's going to be the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not going to matter. I have had a house insured that we did consider where the location was, because at one time we insured a house up on Rainbow Springs. And that's not your typical house, say, being built in Hiawassee.
It's not.
Remember the time we drove through the river?
Yes.
We went there one time. We had a customer. He's passed on now, Jackie Nichols. He's a great guy. And he had a tree fall on his Traco. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll go up there and make pictures of this Traco up there. So we rode with him up to to where it was. And Kathy, being a Florida girl, we go tell a story, Kathy. We go over there and there's a river rushing through.
It's a really big river.
It's a Nantahala River, I guess.
Nantahala River, and I was like, "Where's the road?" And he's like, "Oh, we're just gonna drive through the river."
It's not a road.
It wasn't a road. It was actually up to the doors. That's how bad the river was running at that time, and it was definitely an experience that I will never forget.
You were scared.
I wasn't scared. I was like, "This is not good."
Yeah, it was like, but we drove through the river,
right?
And we got to the other side of the river, where he was, his Traco was out.
He was clearing some stuff.
He was clearing some land, but there were houses being built in there.
Yes, they were beautiful houses back there.
If you're delivering materials to a remote area like that, I mean, that's going to play into your cost to rebuild your house, because, we're not going to downtown Blairsville or Hiawassee.
Yeah, this is in a protection class like 10. So
which means it's unprotected.
It's unprotected. And so you're taking a big risk to insure out there, because in case of a fire or something bad happens, to get somebody there in time, it typically is a total loss. That's why they call it the different protection classes that we look at through insurance.
I think Jackie enjoyed taking that Florida girl across the river.
He did. We had a good time. We enjoyed
it. Yeah, it was a good day.
It wasn't good to be there because he had a claim, but it was there. It was a good
Well,
it
we
was
were great. Helping with his Traco.
Right.
A tree just blew over on top of it. That was a covered loss. But so you're looking, we're talking about inflation rates, and what can you do? Well, I think the first thing you can do is, definitely try to protect yourself. Realize that values are going up. Yeah, you may have to pay more right now, but your insurance company, by going up on the coverage every year with its inflation guard, is trying to help you. But you've got to be – it's just not fun when you got to pay higher rates.
Right.
I mean, it's not fun. All you can do is you can try to – it's a good time for us, actually, because, give us a call at the office. We might be able to get you in a better situation. We'll run your insurance through a rater. And we'll have 6 or 7 quotes from top companies out there, and we can compare those to see what we can do.
Right.
But what we won't do is we're not going to sit there and take off coverages just to get your business. That's not what we're trying to do for people.
Right.
I don't want to be involved in a situation where we've just cut out coverage trying to and I bought an agency, one of the agencies I bought, and we're going through the book of business, and I talked to one of the employees that was there, and I was like, why in the world did you write things like this? Well, why are you? We had people with no uninsured motorist coverage.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible coverage. And so, the priority, they just wanted to get the business. That's all I care about is getting the business. And it had to be that way because they didn't care about the coverages, did they, Kathy?
Right, no.
What do you think about that? Because you're kind of in a weird we're in a weird situation.
Well, we've had to reach out to people to explain to them their coverage, because some people didn't probably even know. And we wanted to make sure that they understood what they had, and then also talk to them about adding these coverages, because I think it's important that people have them, and people don't get, they have misconstrued ideas about what things are. It was, paying for insurance for somebody else, which that's not the case with uninsured and underinsured motorists. It's for you to get you back in case there is a claim if someone hits you. maybe it's a hit and run or, you know, something like that, or they don't have enough.
We've had some really large claims on that.
Yeah, and we don't have enough insurance. So those things, you have to understand what you have. I guess the biggest takeaway from this is we're all, you know, having these rate increases and inflation stuff that's happening to all of us. Just keep it in mind that, you know, please be transparent with your insurance agent and let them know if you made improvements. Let them know and let them discuss with you about these coverages, because it's important that you know how you're insured.
Yep. Don't be called underinsured.
Exactly.
So, okay. So we are signing off for today, and we pray everybody had a good Memorial Day weekend or a Veterans Day weekend.
Right.
And thank you for our veterans out there. We'll be back next week, and I am Mark Moore. This is Kathy Moore, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state. We'll be right back.